Graham Pascoe's Morning Music. In today's program, I hope you've enjoyed the little tributes I've given to a couple of American lyric writers, Stanley Adams and Sidney Clare. And I'm going to do the same for another lyric writer, Ned Washington, distinguished writer, particularly of songs that were featured in motion pictures. 10 of his songs, or the songs for which he wrote the lyrics, were nominated for Academy Awards as the best film songs of the year. 2 of them won Oscars.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave, or to be torn twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair hair beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need by my side, wait along, wait along, wait along, wait along.
High Noon, Do Not Forsake Me. Music by Dmitri Tiomkin. Lyrics by Ned Washington. It won the Oscar for the Best Film Song of 1952. That was a recording by Frankie Lane. And another Oscar-winning song written by Ned Washington, at least the lyrics written by Ned Washington, was this one from 1940.
Thank you. wish upon a star makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star as steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
Lee Harline wrote the music for When You Wish Upon a Star. Ned Washington wrote the lyrics. It was introduced in the Walt Disney film Pinocchio, won the Oscar for the Best Film Song of 1940, and that recording was by Dick Hames. In the 1950s, one of my own favourite vocalists was Guy Mitchell. He had his first hit in Australia in 1951 with The Roving Kind, and in 1954, this was on our hit parades.
When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love, you're walking on cloud lucky seven. High seven is the cloud nearest heaven. When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love, you never know, you never know, you never know. There's no way that you can detect it. It can happen when you least expect it. You never know, you never know, you never know. When you meet someone new, you're on clouds one and two, with someone who makes you feel like singing. As you see more and more of the one you adore, you're on clouds three and four and bells are ringing. When you reach five and six, then your heart bumps and kicks. There's one more cloud to go.
When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love,
you're walking on cloud lucky seven. High seven is the cloud nearest heaven. When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love, love, love. With someone who makes me like singing. As you see more and more of the one you adore, you're on clouds three and four and bells are ringing. When you reach five and six, then your heart bumps and kicks. There's one more cloud to go.
Cloud Lucky Seven, sung by Guy Mitchell, written by Peter DeRose and Charles Tobias. I said at the start of the program that there'd be some songs today that were introduced in motion pictures. In 1932, Maurice Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald starred in a Paramount film called Love Me Tonight. The next two songs were written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for the film Love Me Tonight. And the first one is one which in the film was sung by Maurice Chevalier to the customers in his tailor shop.
music, music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. Playing in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love. Isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you mean
romantic from the 1932 motion picture Love Me Tonight, sung on that occasion by Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Begman's orchestra. In the film, Maurice Chevalier sang Mimi to his co-star Jeanette MacDonald.
On my right foot, my right shoe's on my left. Oh, listen to me, Mimi, of reason I'm bereft. The buttons of my trousers are buttoned to my vest. Oh, listen to me, Mimi, there's fashion in my breast. Mimi, you funny little good-for-nothing, Mimi, am I the guy? Mimi, you sunny little honey of a Mimi, I'm aiming high. Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi bound by. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. But she never had knees, and this and that and this, like Mimi. Oh, Mimi. Do you remember Valentine? Oh, Valentine. Oh, yes, I admit she was a crush. So flaming that when she sat on the sofa, she said far to the flush. But no Mimi. Oh, no Mimi. And the eyes of Lisette, the smile of Mignonette, the sweetness of Suzette, my love for her. It's easy to forget for Mimi. And Mitzi, oh, that Mitzi. Mitzi, Mitzi, Gitzi, Mitzi. You think she was like Mimi? My peaches and creamy, dreamy Mimi. Oh, Mimi, Mimi. you funny little good for nothing. Mimi, I'm a good guy. Mimi, you sunny little honey over Mimi, I'm in high. Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of Mimi.
Maurice Chevalier sang Mimi just as he sang it to Jeanette MacDonald in 1932 in Love Me Tonight. And his orchestra played The Sheik of Araby, a composition of Ted Snyder in 1921. Let's cross the Atlantic to the British Isles, where an old Coward production, Private Eyes, was first introduced in Edinburgh in August of 1930.
Incomplete,
Noel Coward wrote Someday I'll Find You as one of the songs for his production Private Lies. As I said, it was introduced in Edinburgh in August of 1930, and that's how it was sung in that show by the great star of stage, Gertrude Lawrence. She sang the song to Noel Coward in that production. I'm going to play a song from my singer of renown for this week. It's an Italian tenor, Mario Del Monaco. Born in Italy, but he became world famous after World War II for his powerful voice and his heroic acting, especially at the Metropolitan Opera in the 1950s. He was particularly famous for his role as Otello, and when he died, he was buried in his Otello costume, apparently. Mario Del Monaco will sing El Lucifer, La Stella. The stars are brightly shining from Puccini's opera Tosca. From Puccini's opera Tosca, Mario Del Monaco, my singer of renown for this week, sang that wonderful aria. From opera, I'm going to take you to operetta now.
As I love you, a thrill it knew.
Will You Remember? Written for the 1917 operetta Maytime, introduced in New York in 1917. Music by Sigmund Rongberg, lyrics by writer Johnson Young. And it was such a success, of course, that Hollywood made a film of it. And I played a recording of Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy singing Will You Remember from the motion picture. Another duet now, this time from the other side of the Atlantic and not from a film.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song.
And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam,
softly it wove itself into our dream.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights were low,
life's dim shadows fall. Love will be found the sweetest song of all. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low and the flickering shadows softly crawl and
Love's Old Sweet Song, sung by Webster Booth and Ann Ziegler in that recording from 1940. The song was written back in 1884, composed by the Irish songwriter James Molloy, collaborating with Clifton Bingham. Edie Gourmet had some Butte hit records in the 1950s. In 1958, we enjoyed listening to You Need Hands. Do you remember? Was Edie Gourmet in 1958. In 1967, Glen Campbell made a Butte recording of Jimmy Webb's composition, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I left that girl so many times before. And by the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. she'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. And that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. Lord, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I try to tell her so, she just didn't know that I would really go. No, she didn't know I'd go.
Glen Campbell, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Day is ending, birds are wending back to the shelter of each little nest they love. Night shades falling, the birds calling. What makes the world go round? Nothing but love. When whippoorwills call, and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy home, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Moonbeams creeping, flowers are sleeping under a starlit way, waiting another day. Time for resting, birds are nesting, resting their weary wings, tired from play. When whippoorwills call, and evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby make three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Ask me, I won't dance, don't ask me, I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what, you're lovely.
So what, I'm lovely.
But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup.
I know that music leads the way to romance.
So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
You enjoyed those two Butte duets, recordings made in England in the 1930s. The first was My Blue Heaven, sung by Leighton and Johnson, and then I Won't Dance. That was sung by Brian Lawrence and Ann Lenner with the orchestra of Carol Gibbons.
We'll be right back.
Clinton's orchestra played the Dipsy Doodle, and the vocalist might have been B. Wayne. It's not too early to play a song about September, is it?
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December.
That was Stan Kenton's orchestra and choruses recording of September Song. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. I'll be back next Monday for more morning music.